Thank you for calling XPS. My name is Kristen. How can I help you today?
Hi, we bought an air conditioning unit through Home Depot and just got a call from you guys about installation.
Okay. Let me see. And do you have your order number by chance?
Yes, give me one moment.
Okay.
No, I have it. It is W867112113.
Okay, that was W867112113. Okay, let me see. All right, it didn't pull it up by that, but give me 1 second, and I can try a different way.
That was the Home Depot order number. That's the one you meant, right?
Yes, sir. It's okay. I can try and look it up by your zip code. What's that zip code?
11238.
All right. Let's see. All right.
She already knows the carpet.
And what is your last name?
Linus, L-L-I-N-A-S.
Yeah, he's getting up.
All right, that was L-L-I-N-E-S-S.
Okay.
L-L-I-N, as in Nancy, A-S.
Oh, A-S, okay. Trying to search. It'll be just a moment. Right, and is it Mateo Linus?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and can I get you to verify your address?
371 Cumberland Street, Unit 2, Brooklyn, New York, 11238.
All right. All right, and so you're just needing to get it scheduled? The
yes,
install?
We're expecting to get it on Thursday.
Okay. This Thursday, the 10th?
Do you deliver the unit as well, or is it two separate things?
It should be two separate things, but I just want to confirm real fast. You said the 10th. Is that correct?
The what? Sorry?
It's the 10th is when you're expecting it?
Yes, the 10th.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment, okay?
Thank you.
like the cardboard LED.
All right, and so just to confirm, you're wanting the product installed in a window and not in a wall, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then also, there is an electrical outlet within 5 feet of the window?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and also, let's see, and what floor of the home will the unit be installed on?
The second floor.
Second floor?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so since it is on the second floor, there is going to be an upcharge. If it requires stairs, is there an elevator or...
No, it's just one floor walk up.
Okay, so it's just the
We're happy to carry it up ourselves if that's what the upcharge is.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me just double check it, okay? All right, so I just made a note that you will have the product on the second floor when the tech arrives, and then there should be a platform, like a platform should be included inside the box when you receive it. And so let me get the schedule pulled up real quick. Let's see, today is the 8th. It looks like the next available date, the earliest that I'm showing is the 16th.
There's no time any other day before then?
No, sir. I can try to put in a request to see if, you know, if they have a sooner date, if they would be able to, you know, get you scheduled for a sooner date and time. I can't guarantee it, but the earliest that I'm showing on my end is the 16th.
Okay.
So I can go ahead and select the 16th and then also send an email to the home office and the tech to see if they would be able to possibly get you scheduled sooner, and if so, if they'd be able to reach out and let you know.
That would be great. So to confirm, you're not bringing the AC unit. That's arrived separately.
Yes, sir. It should arrive separately. I'm not sure, you know, the time or anything, but I will go ahead and get the email or get this scheduled for the 16th, but also send an email to the service provider and the home office letting them know that you're expecting it to arrive on the 10th, which is Thursday, and to see if they would possibly be able to get it scheduled any sooner than the 16th for you.
That would be great. And out of curiosity, if we're the ones getting the AC unit and bringing it up, why would there be a upcharge for second floor?
It was just stating, like, if they had to bring it up there or anything. I'm not sure if, like, some customers, you know, may not be able to lift it themselves or anything. So,
oh, gotcha.
Like if you,
yeah, we'll take it up.
Okay. And I'll make a note of that you'll have it already on the second floor when they arrive, and then if they can just reach out and let you know if they are able to schedule a sooner date. But since I'm scheduling it for the 16th, usually what happens is you get a call the day before letting you know that they will be there the next day, you know, between a certain time frame. So if you don't hear from them, I would just go ahead and plan on the 16th, but I'll ask them to contact you if they are able to confirm and get it swapped to a sooner date.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, and is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling XPO, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.